Good morning and welcome to Citizens November 28th Information Systems Advisory Committee meeting that is publicly noticed in the Florida Administrative Register to convene at 10 a.m. Those in attendance through the public link are automatically in listen-only mode. Citizens board and committee meetings are recorded with transcribed minutes available on our website. Thank you for identifying yourselves prior to addressing the committee. Chair Butts, may I proceed with roll call?
Yes, please.
Thank you. Chairman Butts?
Present.
Governor Becksmith?
Present.
Governor Shelton?
Present.
Don Vaughn? Chairman, you have a quorum.
Thank you very much, and thank everybody for joining us this morning. Would like to throw out a special welcome to Governor Jamie Shelton. Thank you for joining us, and welcome to the Citizens Board. It's great to have you, and very excited that you're part of this committee. So welcome to Citizens.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Also like to welcome Governor Becksmith, not a new face around, but is new to the committee. So Governor Becksmith, thank you very much for serving on this committee. I look forward to your input.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you. So with that, I'd like to start off the meeting seeking approval for the prior meeting's minutes. Would so entertain moved. A motion.
So moved.
Thank you. Have a second.
Second.
Thank you. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Good. It's adopted. And with that, we'll move right along to Kelly Booten and Enterprise Operations Overview.
Good morning. Governor Butts asked me to cover the purpose of the ISAC, and then I'm going to go into an update on a few of the IT accomplishments. The purpose of the ISAC is to assist the board in fulfilling its oversight responsibilities in ensuring that information technology governance is fully integrated into enterprise governance and is effectively implemented. The committee assures that the board is appropriately informed on information technology matters and risks and provides the board with timely recommendations on strategic plans and major technology investments. And we've got a list of primary responsibilities in the charter, and we bring the charter to the committee once a year, typically in June. And we have kind of a rhythm going on some of the major highlights. So in the June-July board meeting, we typically cover IT strategic plan and how it's aligned with our business and operational plan. In the September board committee meeting, we typically cover IT risk, security, and disaster recovery. Robert always briefs us on that. And then throughout the year, we talk about projects, we bring forward action items, and also cover audits and audit findings. So that's typically the types of activities that this committee covers. And then for today, I wanted to cover mention some of the recent IT accomplishments underlying our most important business priorities. Most of these accomplishments took place or will take place in third quarter and fourth quarter 2023. At the last meeting, I focused on the largest initiative. So today, these are a lot of the things that kind of happen behind the scenes and keep us running, but are very important. So we continued to move forward with our identity and access management and governance tool implementation with three major applications scheduled to go live in December. And then we have the remainder of those systems are going to go live throughout 2024. IT support has been integral to the depopulation functionality, which has been very successful, but very busy given that the volume and frequency of assumptions lately every month. We've had a lot of personal lines policies go out the door. And recently, we've turned our emphasis on commercial lines automation and in preparation for a very possible February assumption. We'll know the fate of that probably at the by the end of this week. IT has also supported CHIPS, which is our interim clearinghouse solution. The applied contract remains under negotiation, so IT support of this solution has been very important. The team has continued migration of environments to the cloud. There's just four systems remaining to be migrated to the cloud before CAT season next year. And at that point, we'll shift our focus to migrating disaster recovery data center to the cloud and production data center footprint a reduction in the footprint in our on-prem data center. There's been system support for combining of accounts, RAID implementations, and other legislative initiatives. The enterprise litigation management system discovery has been ongoing with a lot of IT involvement. We've continued to automate the inspection solution and integrated our virtual inspection vendor. We've supported a transition of our payment vendor solution, which has opened up features to policyholders, specifically credit card payments. We helped with the implementation of the CenterPoint Oracle Recruiting Cloud. We've continued implementation of robotic process automation technology. And one example of this is its usage in our inspection reordering process. Since that go live, a robot has processed about 11,000 underwriting activities, saving thousands of dollars in vendor spend and hundreds of hours in underwriting productivity. And it will continue to reap more reward as we continue to increase our inspection program throughout next year. And then there's many other enhancements and performance tuning to stay ahead of the growth that we've experienced the last few years. So those are the main highlights I wanted to mention at today's meeting before we go into our one action item. And that concludes my report.
Thanks, Kelly. Any questions? Perfect. Aditya, you're up.
All right. Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
My name is Aditya Gawala. I'm the CIO for the record. Today, I would like to present the technology infrastructure, software, professional services, and staff augmentation, part two of the omnibus action item to the committee. Just a brief background about this action item for the benefit of the new committee members. Since 2009, Citizens has requested board approval for the technology goods and services via an omnibus approach, combining the approval of technology-related spend items through a single action item or a consent item at the December board meeting. Based on a board member request made back in March 2020, Board of Governors meeting at a Board of Governors meeting for an additional lead time for item approvals, Citizens began taking a two-part approach to align with the board member's request. The part one request action item, which was approved at the committee back in September, primarily focuses on any anticipated spend from January through April of 2024. And part two, which is what's coming to approval today, is for any anticipated purchases from May through December 2024. At the time part one was presented to the committee back in September, the estimated total for part two was $7.03 million based on the information that was available at that time. The action item in part two that we are seeking approval for today is at $8.036 million. The two major components that make up for the $1 million difference are the following. Number one is refreshing laptops that are nearing end of life. Number two is some additional software and services that we plan to procure next year for security and threat protection, solicitation management, capacity planning, print output management solution, and a data warehouse. This action item also requests approval for three additional Florida Department of Management Services approved contract sources for the previously approved action item part one. These three contracts were not included in the action item in September because the contracts were not yet available for DMS. I'll take any questions at this time before proceeding to read the recommendation.
Were there any questions? There was a detail in the notes that went out that had the long list of items. As Aditya said, as part of the over $100,000 spend, correct, Aditya, in terms of line items. So they were all there. Any questions?
No, I appreciate the line items on that, though. Thank you very much for the detail on it.
Yeah. Aditya, if you want to go ahead and read the action item.
I will. Thank you. Staff proposes that the Information Systems Advisory Committee review and, if approved, recommend the Board of Governors authorize the technology infrastructure, software, and professional and staff augmentation services, Part 2 contracts, for an amount not to exceed $8,036,124, as set forth in the action item. Authorize three newly available DMS-approved contract sources authorized for use under the previously approved action item for technology infrastructure, software, and professional and staff augmentation services, Part 1, as set forth in this action item, and authorize staff to take any appropriate or necessary action consistent with this action item.
Great, thank you. Is there a motion to approve?
So moved, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Governor Shelton. Is there a second?
Second.
Thank you. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, none. It carries. Thank you very much. Aditya, Kelly, anything else?
Nope, that's all we have for today.
Great. Great first meeting for Governor Shelton to attend. Hope everybody had a wonderful Thanksgiving last week with family, and look forward to seeing everybody sit next week, I think, in Sarasota for our board meeting. So hope everybody has a great day, and thanks again for joining. This meeting is adjourned.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.